Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Alzheimer's Association.
And I'm Anna Palmer. By historical standards, Robert Mueller has already been so successful in delivering prominent scalps that in a different context, his work product would be unassailable. And President Donald Trump would likely be considered an immediate, mortal political danger, so toxic that it would be impossible to do business with him. Here's a quick recap. Mueller has indicted the president's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort. He has secured the guilty pleas of five people, including the president's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, and former Trump deputy campaign manager, Rick Gates. He's charged 13 Russian nationals and three Russian companies in February with interfering with the 2016 presidential election. And he's also indicted 12 Russian intelligence officials, unraveling a massive cyber campaign to influence the 2016 election. Separately, prosecutors have indicted a Russian woman on charges she was acting as an agent for Putin's government, cultivating relations around Washington and working with the NRA.
Meanwhile, the president has ruthlessly attacked the Mueller probe, terming it a tainted operation and falsely saying it is being run by partisan Democrats. Mueller has kept quiet through a year-long attack on his integrity. Trump has gone into a room alone with Vladimir Putin, a man that Republicans and Democrats agree has nothing in common with U.S. interests. He had no aides, advisors, and just one interpreter. He said the meeting went well, and it's the news media's fault that it's being misjudged. He also stood next to the strongman leader of Russia and equated his word to that of his own director of national intelligence. He then later went to the White House and tried to walk it back.
Here's the thought exercise. The volume has been turned to the max for so long in our political culture. What could Mueller unveil that would shock our sensibilities, transcend partisanship, silence the GOP, and actually satisfy the inflated expectations of Democrats? By the way, if passes precedent, this whole walk back episode will be undone when Trump doesn't get the results he wants and walks back the walk back. Someone on his staff seems sure to get the blame.
CBS's Jeff Glor is coming to D.C. to interview President Trump at the White House today. It'll air on the CBS Evening News. Reuters' Phil Stewart is reporting that Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is open to the possibility of talking with his Russian counterpart, Post-Holinsky. On the investigations front, Josh Gerstein is reporting that Mueller is seeking immunity for five witnesses in the Manafort case. The Washington Post has a piece looking into how Maria Butina gained access to elite conservative circles in Washington. Kyle Cheney has a report on California Republican Dana Rohrabacher saying the indictment of Butina is stupid.
The Washington Post is reporting that NSA and Cyber Command are coordinating on how to counter Russian interference into the 2018 election, while Elena Schneider has the big picture take on 2018 and how Republicans are getting outraised badly in the midterms. The Wall Street Journal, meanwhile, has a look at how Heritage Action, long the thorn in House Republican side, is now shifting its priorities to bolster Republican candidates.
New Politico Morning Consult poll found that three-quarters of Republicans, 71%, say the Senate should confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. On the other side of the aisle, only 17% of Democrats think lawmakers should give him the nod.
Here's what's on tap for Trump's Wednesday. The president is holding a cabinet meeting at 11:30 a.m., and we've got a first look in playbook, the Obama Alumni Edition. Alyssa Mastromonaco will be senior advisor and spokesperson at NARAL Pro-Choice America. She most recently was at A&E and previously worked at Vice and was deputy chief of staff to President Barack Obama. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Money, money, I want more money.
True bear markets are like water torture. They just drip, 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 and they just drive you insane.
Need a little help understanding the current investment environment? Yeah, whereas a correction is more of like a sharp punch to the face.
Correct.
Or something. We'll take you to the corner of Pennsylvania Avenue and Wall Street. Yeah, there you go. Buy high, sell low is my motto on all of these things. Search for the Politico Money Podcast wherever you listen with me, Ben White.